You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is hour three of the Sports Hangover live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeland Drive over in Mannery, where we're here each and every Thursday. You want to come out and enjoy lunch every Thursday. You have the overall steak special. Now, though, Monday through Friday, 11 to 4 o'clock, you have a lunch special. On Mondays, meatball po' boy. Tuesday, the taco platter. Wednesday, the chicken fried chicken plate. Thursday, which is today, catfish platter. Shrimp is the po' boy. Friday is the shrimp po' boy, and it's $7 from 11 a.m. and 4, so you get the dish and you get a side. I challenge you to go to a fast food place and try to get something like that for $7. It just doesn't happen. Jason Giles of the King Firm and of Vinny's joining us here for a few more minutes before you bolt out of here. John 4K Travis in his first ever coast hosting duties. How you doing so far?
I'm all right.
You enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. The baby birds. I want to get your take on it, and we'll get back a little bit to some football. But before you run out of here, you love your Pelicans.
I do.
I've been texting you during the games.
We
I'm like, are you watching this? Are you seeing this?
I got a new girlfriend sitting over here texting me nonstop all night. I'm like, no worries. Gus.
It's true.
You said the games. You're talking about summer league games.
Yes. Yeah, the summer league games. Yeah.
Y'all that desperate to sit around and watch summer league basketball.
But that's the thing. You say that.
Yes, actually, yes.
You say that, but I think it's not just us. It's the fact that there's an excitement level about this team. And more importantly, what you're seeing is something to be excited about. Am I wrong on that?
I agree. They're fast. They're talented. You know, Jackson has got to put on some weight to be able to play in this league the way
he's
been playing.
Which Jackson y'all talk about?
Jackson Hayes. He's the guy we picked up out of Texas.
Okay, now my question to y'all is summer league game of the roster. Who's standing out? I mean, which guys?
So,
I know the guard from Virginia Tech is just tearing it up.
He is tearing it up. He can be our two. He won't start over Lonzo, but he's a solid second player for us off the bench. I think Jackson Hayes will get there.
Yep.
Those two they're playing great together. Jackson Hayes needs about 15, 20 pounds of muscle. He's like AD when AD started. He needed to put on some muscle, but he's an amazing athlete. Yeah, that dunk right there.
Yeah, that's Jackson
Hayes. Poster. Everybody knows
that's
the poster.
That's
yes.
Jackson Hayes.
I thought he's like a 7-footer, huh?
He's 60, pretty big. Like 6'10", yeah, something
6'11".
Like that. He's a Kevin Durant 7-footer.
He may grow another foot because Zion and R.J. Barrett, it looks like Zion's a little taller, right?
So he grew. He's growing.
He's growing both ways. High and wide.
When we moved to New Orleans, we all have that one little transition period.
You know what? I've learned to love my handles. It is what it is. It's not going anywhere.
Well, I'm not playing in the NBA.
I think what's interesting, too, is we have yet to even really see Derek Favors, J.J. Redick, Lonzo Ball, Ingram be incorporated with Drew Holiday in on this. Would you have thought?
And I don't think they're done.
We were here this Thursday.
Well, they got to get rid of players, don't they?
Here's the thing. The week after AD wanted out.
Yep.
We did the show
AD,
here that Thursday.
That?
And you were a little down. You were a little down.
That's an understatement.
You were like, I'm worried because we talked about who's responsible for this. How are we going to change the look of the organization?
Remember,
how are we going to do all of that? Right.
My complaint was organizational changes, and man, did they not answer my call. They answered the community's
call.
That's what
I'm saying. Jason, would you have thought from January to now, we would have the leadership that we have, more importantly, legitimately, John, this is why we're talking about some of the – they have a depth problem now. I would have never thought
right,
when
that
your
problem. I mean, having
too many players,
like players that
right.
I think
they need
minutes,
right.
Because what's crazy is when a franchise player leaves you, you're normally going, it's a 10, 15, 20 win season. I don't feel that way.
No, they're
going to be competitive. I don't know how many wins,
what made
but they'll
the
be competitive.
Spurs so amazing during their stretch, and still to this day, is Popovich knows how to get a quality bench. So that his team, because the NBA wears you out. 82, we were talking earlier, 82 games on Zion is going to be a real struggle if he doesn't cut some weight. But we now have a bench that I think a lot of these big super talent teams they're putting together don't have, i.e. the Lakers. They don't have the same bench that a team like the Pelicans has now put together.
Let me throw this out there. Right now, what's the weakest link to the Pelicans?
Center play.
I guarantee y'all never hit the nail on the head.
I say youth.
I say head coach.
I say just a, okay. I'm not.
But
I'm
not sold on Gentry.
Okay, but here's the thing, and you and I have talked about this because you've head coached a couple of things, right? Whether it's arena league, high school, whatever. Yep. What is the number one thing you always tell me about? Is that's important for a head coach? He needs to have what?
You got first. You got to have assistant coaches, and you got to have players.
But more importantly, what do you need from the top?
Oh, you need management. You need them to get you the players
to run what?
And that's
your system.
Run the system. Correct.
We can agree or disagree or like or not like Gentry. When David Griffin says we are running his system and drafting and signing players to run his system, he buys it.
Well, let
the
me
problem
ask
was they didn't have, I guess, when, in his when, mind,
when
the people
Gentry
to run
got
his
here,
system.
Where did he come from?
Golden State.
Golden State.
What did he try to do?
Phoenix
what did he try to do?
Right.
He tried to run Golden State's offense.
And what did the general manager do?
And I'm looking there like, you got Boogie playing three-pointers, bringing that shooter.
Well, who
got
Boogie?
Out there.
But who got Boogie?
But my management. My problem is this, is that he hasn't shown so far wherever he's been. He's got a losing record, and he's had players. He's had talent. This is the year. Let me tell you, if they're 15.
He's got to show something.
They're 15 and 25. Right. You keeping him?
No, you get rid of him.
Well, 15 and 25 to start the season.
You're 20 and 40.
Okay, how are we losing?
Well,
how are we losing?
So his biggest concern is coaching.
Am I getting blown out in games?
Okay.
Because and I'm seeing a lack of effort. Am I seeing Zion looking like he's completely disarrayed from the rest of the team? Because if I'm losing games by 1 point, if I'm setting a record for losing by 1 point,
right.
I'm okay.
Right.
I'm okay with going with
you're
that record.
You're a shooting percentage off of winning those games.
Yes, right. I'm okay. But if I'm losing games and I'm getting smashed and completely blown out and people are leaving the arena early, we got a problem.
That and the thing he has to do, too, is this. He has to play the players that's going to win game. You can't satisfy 12. You play the, if it's eight guys that play and force it.
It is different as we bring Josh into the conversation. Thanks for calling us. 800-998-1003. What's different is now, you don't have the pressure of if I don't win right now, AD's leaving, this guy's getting fired. David Griffin told us, right, Jordan, Wednesday that we announced to be the Pell Station. He wants to play the top team so he can get their butt kicked because that's how you learn.
Yep.
So he's saying it's going to be a learning process, and he says patience. Josh, what you got for us?
I know y'all have a lot to talk about. I know y'all have been talking about the baby Pell. I just wanted to call in and give you my opinion on the nickname. People don't know this, but a group of Pelicans that live together, they're actually called the Squadron. So why don't we just call them the Squadron?
Oh.
And once Zion come along, we can call them the Lob Squad. That's all I got to say, fellas. And also, the best wide receiving core in the league is the L.A. Rams, no question about it. Have a good one.
There he is.
You did say that.
I
like Lob Squad.
Like Lobster Squad or Lob Squad?
Like Lob Squad.
Let Jackson Hayes smash somebody down.
I was saying lobster, like eating, like, you know, one knees to play.
I like that. Squadron.
We got a lot of Zion eating jokes here today. I'm just saying.
He's going to be fine come September or October.
You know, my biggest concern for him has always been, and Gus, I'm always going to say the same thing. 82 games is a big difference.
Well, he won't play 82 games. He can't
on his body.
That's I've been problem, saying the same thing forever. I don't want him. I do hope Derek Favors comes in and tells him, listen, you're not going to block every shot. Contest.
Mm-hmm.
You're not here to put a highlight on the board. We're here to win games.
But that's the beauty of it. The guy hadn't played a game yet. He's going to learn that.
Yes.
He just turned 19,
again,
so he's going to take time to do it.
That has nothing to do with getting in a your body in a position to handle the load.
Right.
Because
AD?
Last thing we need is AD couldn't. Right.
Okay, well, that's
he came here out of shape, if I'm not mistaken,
Not just that, he was skinny.
When he still never played a full season.
He was skinny.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He looked like a broomstick with teeth.
A broomstick with teeth.
So it does come with it. It does come with time.
Turn sideways, stick your tongue out. That looked like a zipper. It looked just like AD.
You know what's crazy, man? I didn't really super pump. You love your Saints. You love your Pels. Anticipation and excitement level. Okay, I'm trying to think of a July where I'm sitting here going, I can't wait. Can we get through August? Bring me September, please. Pels start training camp. Season starts in October. Saints start in September. Like, I can't wait to see what happens. And for different reasons. For the Saints, it's a possible Super Bowl team. And for the Pelicans, is I just want to see these guys be the team that builds. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm trying to think of the last time both franchises had a city excited about the fall.
Probably since they haven't came here.
Yeah, when they came. Have the Saints right here with everybody, and right now Pell's here. When the December and January comes around, it'll start closing because. Yeah.
But I think it's a little different this year. But I think it might be a little different this year.
It's still going to be the
same. I wish, but I think John's right. You can't. This is a city for the Saints.
What happened the last 2 years with the Saints? Yeah. Everybody's behind the
Saints. They're not surpassing. There's no one saying that. Again, one team's contending for a title.
Right.
One team's building.
Yeah. But that's the NBA. The NBA doesn't really.
Talk about just excitement level to sort of see.
I think the main thing here is the difference. I think the difference between the sports will be, it's always going to be, if a buzz is created with the Saints, people from other teams, when they become free, just want to come here.
Bingo.
Can we create that same buzz to make a just – if we just get one superstar to say, you know what, I'm going to take that chance. That would be – you know, that would be huge. So just the buzz is enough.
Just saying, Kawhi and Paul George do have opt-outs in 2 years.
Giving up on $253 million.
What about your guy, the Majesty? He loves him some LeBron. What about LeBron coming here?
LeBron's done.
L.A. to L.A.?
LeBron's never going to come here.
Here's the –
But and I don't want him.
LeBron doesn't have
to
come here.
He wants Bronny.
Because guess what? And I said this a long time ago. I've been saying this from the beginning. The pick to get from the Lakers would be the pick that you get when he leaves.
Can you imagine
which would
that?
Be 2025. Bronny. And that's the pick that they have the option on. I guarantee you they Griffin's going to give that up. He's going to give up the 2024 to take the 2025. They'll be a lottery team because just we've already seen what that team is. That if that team is the Pelicans all over again, the Pelicans was just the lottery. Guess what? That LA team is going to turn into the Los Angeles Pelicans.
Rondo won't be there.
Boogie probably won't be there. I don't know who they're going to get. They can get someone through free agency that following year, but I mean, That is a great pick. I told you from the beginning that was the pick to keep.
And you're only going to get free agents out there if this year goes the way they want it. If it doesn't go the way that the Lakers plan, I think they're going to have an issue getting other superstars to come in there because who wants to play fourth fiddle? These guys, I don't care. They have egos.
The new CBA is going to be interesting to watch as well because we'll see what happens with that because there's going to be some fixing because the problem that you tried to fix, you didn't fix at all. People are still leaving to go to big cities. So maybe a new fix is in and maybe that new fix makes someone want to go to a small market team just to be that type of player, just to be in a small market. You never know. A superstar may be saying to themselves, man, I want to go to New Orleans, but I don't have a reason.
Why did nobody complain to say anything about small when San Antonio was kicking everybody's butt and winning championship? Remember the old day Milwaukee? There's only a few, the LAs, the Boston, the Chicago's, and New York. That's it. The rest of them here. You can say Miami. You want Miami? Is not a big sports piece, but
it's a
when
location.
San Antonio was kicking butt. Oh, you had a great coach, and look at the players that went to San Antonio.
The problem with that is San Antonio was a great team, but guess what happened to their star player?
Well,
he wanted out too.
Yeah, and San Antonio.
It seems like it always goes back to
San Antonio was winning championship before. Kawhi Leonard was there.
Yeah.
It was
David
Robinson and Parker,
Tim Duncan.
and Duncan and those guys. But that's the San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard, they don't win it in Toronto if the two guys don't get hurt in Golden State.
I agree.
San Antonio was a team, though, and really Golden State was, except for Durant, that was built, not really brought in free agencies. I mean, Popovich through the draft and through picking up lesser known players, it wasn't like they had 12 superstars. I mean, they created themselves.
They drafted those
players.
Here's
another question. Yeah. To my small set, would you rather San Antonio or New Orleans? I'm living in New Orleans.
San Antonio. Okay, I'm
going to play for Popovich.
I was going to say the same thing.
But
I want to play for Pop.
If they get a real. Look, I don't know Gentry. I've met him a few times. But if they got a big name coach come here, in New Orleans, I guarantee you'll get.
And
some
I think if you're going to do that, now's your chance because guys want to coach Zion.
Well, I'll do you one better.
Thank you.
I don't think you need a big name coach. You just need a coach who can coach.
Right.
Stevens came out of nowhere and he's amazing.
Right.
I mean, like you just got to get someone here who knows how to develop players. I've said that from the beginning. I'm going to keep saying it.
I agree.
You got to get someone here who's going to coach the right way. I personally, I'm going to give Gentry a chance because I saw something in Jackson Mr. Action Jackson where he pulled up a three. And I'm saying I see now why Gentry likes him so much.
Yep.
But that doesn't work for Zion. It just doesn't.
It does not.
He doesn't have a jumper. Can he get into that game? But the thing is, do you even want to develop into that game? Do you want a coach here that's going to be more high post Zion? How to be what Derek Favors is right now? So it does go back to the coach. I cannot stress that enough. I would pick everything away from San Antonio that I can.
Right.
But, I mean, it really goes back to who are you getting here to coach. Man, Frank Vogel is about to be coaching the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
I mean, his
manager. He's more of a baseball manager than a
but
coach out there.
He's going to get the credit.
Yeah, well, he is.
You know,
yeah,
oh, I want to say right. credit. They better win.
I mean, but we had David Blatt, and he gets no credit for what he did to the Cavaliers.
They got fired. He got fired. They were in first place.
But
first
everything that was there was because of him from the beginning.
Right.
Everything
Toronto
was installed because of him.
Built off of, you know, I mean.
And that's why I went back to the initial point of this about the excitement level going to this fall with the Saints and the Pels here for different levels. You know, and different reasons.
How about the fact that we are now in July in New Orleans, and we're talking about basketball?
Legitimately, yeah, we're not making it up.
We're not just like filling time.
And it ain't
we could
just
be talking
us,
Saints.
Man. I mean, people are looking at what those kids are doing.
Statewide,
going, man,
right. We were at the draft party, and Fulton Street was packed.
Look, Paul Pierce, a couple days ago on the jump on ESPN, said, "I can't wait to look at this Pelicans team. They're going to be exciting to watch." He didn't say they're going to win. He didn't say they're going out. But that's my point. Like, that's what's so crazy. I can't think you were there with me that Thursday. I've never seen anything like that.
It was so cool. We had
and
a good time.
Yeah. It's just going to be fun to sort of see that because it's going to get that sense and feel. Yeah, the Lob Squad.
The
I love that, man. The squadron with the young
Josh
baby Pels,
for the Lob Squad, man.
I'm in, man. I'm telling you. Start saving your money because merchandising is going to happen.
Lil Easy, Big Easy.
I like it.
Lil Easy for Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Like,
big
Jason Jackson. You know, Coach, last night, Gentry, doing the interview, had a Zion shirt on.
Yeah.
And I love it. I mean, I
have you got your Zion shirt yet?
I've got two of them.
Yeah. He's got
two. I have to say, Gentry has never
triple X or double X.
Which one?
I get you. Whatever.
Gentry has
never shown.
John, what's the Zion?
No, no. I'm talking about that's just for Zion. What size is he? What size today?
He's gonna be fine.
Gentry has never shown. Gentry has never shown the ability to be in a pick and roll. And it's going to be fun to see because this whole team right now
is a pick and roll
team.
They're going to pick and roll you to death. Jason, thanks for stopping by and having a little fun, man. It's been a while since we've been able to chat.
I know.
All right, my friend. When we come back, we'll chat a little bit more, of course, about what we're talking about in terms of top receivers and stuff. And also, I'm going to ask you, John, because I've asked Travis and a bunch of our listeners as well. So think about it during the break here, right? Teams and the NFC and AFC that have the most pressure. Who has the most pressure on both sides, okay? We'll do that when we come back. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. I'm not even going to lie to you. Where Sarah, I want some wings. I am craving some chicken. You got to get your lunch.
Oh, okay.
We promised
we
were going to have some lunch.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Jason, I promised him that he was going to have lunch. Travis, our listener, longtime listener, said he's going to come in and have a little lunch. So we'll do that as well when we come back. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Jimmy Cantrell promised to change LaFouche Parish government, and Jimmy has. Starting day one, Jimmy Cantrell has taken on the political Wolves' failures, and the Wolves didn't like it. Look at the record. Jimmy Cantrell fought to bid out LaFouche Parish health insurance. The Wolves wanted to keep it no bid because this meant big money for someone. The Wolves fought Jimmy for 2 years, but finally, Jimmy won and bid out the contract. The result? Jimmy saved over $800,000 a year for taxpayers, and United Health is providing an excellent policy. Jimmy Cantrell, saving over $800,000 a year for our parish while providing an excellent health insurance policy. The gang of Wolves hate it, but Jimmy Cantrell keeps on fighting for change. Promises made, promises kept. Jimmy Cantrell, for us.
Paid for by Jimmy Cantrell Campaign Fund.
Napa Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. Travis, it's 3 hours, man. You're in hour number three with us,
yes,
co-hosting.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Listens all the time, John, and he's a long-time Carl. I'm like, hey, come on in and hang out with us.
Well, that's good. So now, now I know Travis when I'm here and you call in, well, yeah. We got good stuff
face
to talk about.
Exactly, face to the voice. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Joey's saying, hey, it's interesting, the storm, Barry, below us, but most of the bad weather right now hitting Texas. It's supposed to turn north at some point. Right now, again, I'm looking out the window. It's sunny and stuff. But then, again, it wasn't really supposed to start hitting around here until tomorrow. So right now, go get your stuff, relax, and, do your prep and cut your grass. That's exactly right. John, I asked you, what team has the most pressure in the AFC and NFC going into break? I think we both agreed, Travis.
I said the Chiefs.
Chiefs
if anything, it's
because
Andy Reid. Andy Reid and his reputation of blowing it.
That wasn't one I figured, because I just figured I'm looking from a standpoint of a team that has been trying to get there. My pick was San Diego.
Okay, that's another
because
good one. In the same division. Actually. Ooh,
their quarterback has got a year or two, and that's it. Yeah. And San Diego has like been knocking on the door and not quite getting through with the ringing of the doorbell, because they're not there yet. They should be. They were a good enough ball club. They met better competition. But I can understand the Kansas City, because Reed he's a chokeaholic.
Yeah.
But San Diego is. They're right there, so I think a lot of pressure's on them in that division with Kansas City.
Yeah. And my NFC pick was the Rams, just because they have a lot of situations. They got a lot to deal. I mean, you're always going to be that team that – this year, they're going to be the team that got there because of the incident. We'll call it the incident,
Right.
Are they actually that good? Is golf that good?
I'm not sold on him.
Me neither, but that's why they have the most pressure.
Right. And the pressure guy, I'm going to pick, and, everybody – I still say it's Atlanta. When you go to the Super Bowl and you're up by 25 points with the team you had the game in hand at the knucklehead runs of the football, and the players they have offensively, the quarterback and the running game, they got a good football club. I think a lot of pressure on them, because if they do not win it or get up into it, they're firing their coach, and then they're going to have to start looking about, is Matty Rice a Matty Ice out guy or what?
I'll do you one better. I didn't see Atlanta, because I think even as going as far as the NFC South, they're probably the third most pressured team, honestly. I think Cam Newton has more pressure on him than anybody.
Because, well, you said Cam Newton. Whole team, you think, or just Cam?
I think, but it all falls on Cam's shoulder.
Well, I think they win seven games this year, if that much. You know, I'm not sold on Carolina. They got a lot of problems. I'm talking about from a standpoint of a team who's got the players.
I got you.
I mean,
who can get to the next level?
Yeah, I think Atlanta's way better than Carolina gets to the next level. I think, you know, San Diego's better than a bunch of other teams get to that next level. You got Cam, you know, there's that real pressure there because they don't expect much from Carolina. You're expecting a lot from Atlanta, Kansas City, San Diego, the Rams, you know.
Those teams are expected to be at the next level.
I mean, Seattle could be a team that could be there. They got – so, yeah, maybe I'm using the wrong vision of pressure, but my pressure is Atlanta has got the players and the talent from what they showed the last couple of seasons. They better do it or be some changes.
Yeah, that was saying.
Gus, we didn't hear you at all. You watching? Show?
Nothing. That you can't watch. I think one of the things that stand out to me. It's interesting we said Chargers because of the quarterback situation there, but there were can you call them a surprise team last year? But they played really well and got it. But you're right, the Rivers aspect of it.
Well, you said using the word pressure. I mean, yeah. I think it's on them because
Melvin Gordon today. But look, they're coming out saying, pay me or I'm out of here.
They're picked, you know, to be one of the top teams in the AFC.
Right. So I think that's what's interesting when you look at it from that perspective as well. To me, in the NFC, I say Saints because along the lines of what you were talking about with Phillip Rivers, with Drew Brees. I'd like to think this team is still going to have a window. Right. And I still think the window is going to be there in terms of being a playoff team. Are they a champion? I just don't know because I don't know who the quarterback is. Teddy still has to either say he's going to come back and sign. Can he be that guy to do it? If it's not him, then who is it going to be? So I don't know. Post Drew Brees, so that's why
Chase 4K to be a good pick next season.
Well, there you go. You want a little side money on that, but that's my point. That I don't.
I'll
know.
Take Chase over.
So to me, the pressure. I know you said Rams.
I'll do you one better.
To
than
me,
NFC.
The Rams are young. The coach is young. The quarterback's young. Gurley's young. Cooks is young. To me, it's the Saints.
What about the Giants?
Pressure on the Giants.
Yes,
most pressure's on them.
If I had to say,
you drafted a quarterback in the first round that you're not going to play. Okay. You have an old quarterback. Their GM has about as much pressure on them from that media as probably anybody else in the NFC. They're talking about getting rid of him already, and he's bragging and boasting around.
I'm going to throw another one at you. How about a little cheeseheads?
Oh.
Green Bay.
There's already some murmurs there and the head coach aren't getting along.
Right, but you can't blame your coaching staff now if Aaron Rodgers don't get a job done because
– Are you surprised? We're going to talk about this more here the last 15 minutes of the show, but are you surprised – some of the storylines as we go into camp here a bit, but that's one already that – He's apparently not being given the audible or.
Yeah, he wants to do a lot
more
audible.
Control at the line of scrimmage. Is what
and the coach is like, hold on there, bud. I'm the head coach.
Yeah.
Quick break. When we come back, Ali Kassel is going to join us. We'll talk about what he's been seeing from Summer League as well. Should be fun. And we'll get his take here as well, John. And then we're going to go back into that because the Packers is an interesting standpoint to it. Maybe we'll do by division. Most teams that have the pressure here as well. We'll have some fun here.
Right.
Final hour. At Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Randy Odimont, owner of Coastal Casualty Insurance Agency, a global green independent insurance franchise. We offer all lines of insurance products, specializing in home, auto, marine, commercial, and life insurance. With over 27 years of experience in our competitive pricing and carrier lineup, let us do the insurance shopping for you and come be part of our family where you're more than just a number. More choices, better service. Call 985-532-5355 or visit coastalcasualty.net or find us on Facebook. Napa
Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. It is time to talk a little sports as well. A little basketball. Ollie Kostel, what's going on, my friend? Fresh from being out of town. I'm glad you made it in safe before the weather got bumpy for you. What's up, Ollie? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? No, it's good to be back home to beat the storm. And there was a lot of us that took earlier flights, including a lot of people over there with the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear. Well,
you want to talk about storms real quick. I was supposed to fly out this morning to Phoenix. They called me yesterday from American Airlines. Canceled everything.
Oh, wow.
You can't go to Phoenix. No flights into Dallas to take off out of Dallas, out of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They said, yeah, we're going to rebook you. Okay, I need to be in Phoenix today at by noon. They're going to rebook me to go to Miami,
oh, boy,
to go to Phoenix. And I get there at midnight Friday night, and I would miss my whole 2 meetings of 2 days. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got back in, Ollie. I don't know how you did it, but you got it.
No doubt about it. Ollie Kostel is the editor-in-chief of As the Bird Writes. Look, man, I've had a handful of people on this week, including just even people here. I'm trying to figure out what is the realistic and what is the proper excitement and expectation level should I have in watching what I have watched in Summer League, Ollie.
That's what we've been all trying to discern ourselves. But look, here's the best way I think to look at it. And we've watched a lot of other games. And I will be honest, it's been a lot of bad basketball. If you can sit through 4 quarters, you're going to see at least 3 quarters likely worth of bad basketball for most of the teams there. And we saw that in game 2 by the Pelicans, right, where I think they scored like 52, 53 points in that first 3 quarters before they made a run at the end, at the end of that game against the Wizards. But this last 2 games has been one heck of a treat. These guys have stepped out on the court, and I'm referring to, obviously, the Pelicans' prospects, not named Zion from this draft class, you know, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Jackson Hayes, and Didi Silva. And they put on a show. Since opening tip, they have looked like they've played together for at least a couple of years. They were fluid. They weren't making ridiculous mistakes. They seemed to know all the plays, and it showed. They scored an incredible number of points. They led, you know, a number of charges on both ends of the floor, playing great defense, offense. I mean, they look like legitimate NBA basketball, right? So after watching tons and tons of bad basketball, the fact that they were able to more closely resemble NBA caliber style basketball, I think that puts it in a perspective for me. So these guys are good. I think you have a right to be excited. And I think at least maybe one of these guys should be able to contribute at the start of the year. And I'm really looking at Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I mean, he's been fantastic, guys. Everybody's been good, but he's really stood out for me.
Ollie, this is Travis. I wanted to ask you a question about Mr. Action Jackson. Jackson stepped out the other day and took a three-pointer, and I was shocked because in Texas, that wasn't his game. Is Texas – was it Texas? Was this always a part of his game or something? Where did this three come from?
Well, we asked him about it after the game, and he says he – worked on it in the past, especially in high school. You know, when he was in Texas, and a lot of people that follow that program know Shaka Smart, he doesn't run barely any offense through the bigs. And it kind of shows the amount of field goal attempts, for instance, Hayes had last year. And of course, he only took 1 or 2 jumpers, I want to say, outside of the paint. But I'll tell you what, I was sitting about, you know, 8 to 10 rows right behind Hayes when he shot it, and there was no hesitation. He caught it, noticed nobody was around, and pulled the trigger. And it wasn't Ray Allen, right, guys, we weren't seeing. But you know what? The shot looked good enough to where, you know, you think this guy's going to be able to probably add that in his game. So think about this. The guy that took home, you know, Michael Mulder's soul the other day in that dunk can maybe possibly stretch out, you know, the floor, say, you know, like some of the better three-point shooters among the big men. That would be incredible. Because that way, then, you know, Pelicans suddenly got a steal. They got a guy that can rim run and shoot from the three-point range. I mean, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but again, I think that's what the Pelicans people saw. When I talked to them, They were high on this kid being able to develop a shot, and it kind of showed with his percentages from the free throw line. And that stroke, it doesn't look that bad. So he's just a young kid. It could be added to his game, and boy, would that be something.
I think one of the other things Ali Castle, editor-in-chief of As the Bird writes, joining us here, that was interesting to me is hearing these guys speak after the game, how they're getting along off the court, how they seem to be, you know, friendly with one another and excited to kind of grow together. Hearing Nikhil Alexander-Walker saying, hey, I'm playing off of and reading off of what Jackson's doing. That's basketball IQ. I think that's what's exciting. You said you talked to some of the Pelicans people. Is that something that's, I guess, surprised them because they haven't practiced a ton together. They haven't really had minutes or on the court or games together. They really just got thrown out there, and the coach said, let's see what you got. So when you hear players say, I'm reading off of another player, and they're spanking people, that's what's impressive to me.
It is to us as well, Gus. These guys had one practice before that. I know that they had worked by themselves in a gym, but, you know, that's not five-on-five basketball. They got to kind of, you know, pass to each other, shoot some balls, but it wasn't live game action, so you're right. For them to be able to suddenly step on a court and do it in five-on-five action, it's incredible. And that connection particularly between Nikhil and Jackson Hayes has really been exciting. I mean, most of Jackson's 28 points, or at least a lot of those that came off dunks, were via those one-handed, you know, 80 mile an hour passes by Nikhil Walker, right? Whether it was left-handed or right-handed. And then, you know, in the last game, we saw Hayes wing a pass back to Nikhil in similar fashion, but, you know, he missed the layup. But again, that connection is so evident, and it's interesting to see. I mean, I don't know if these guys spend time after the games, maybe looking at some game tape, or the fact they just simply say, hey, I'm going to look for you, you look for me. If I do something, you know, whether wave my arm or something, look for me because I'm open. I don't know. But they've established something, right? And it's exciting. I mean, to learn that quickly on the fly with brand new teammates, maybe there's something to this new high character stuff that, you know, Griffin's been preaching, and that's the caliber of players that they want to bring in here.
You know, one of the other things that stands out to me, Ali, is we hadn't even seen yet Favors, Reddick, Ball, Ingram, Drew. I mean, it's like I mentioned it earlier with Jason, who was here a little bit ago. If I'd have told you in January, right after AD said, I'm out, deuces, it's all I can do, I've given all I can, and it's time to leave, that we would be talking about a depth problem or excitement going into a new basketball season, you probably would have thought if I've been drinking already here at Vinny's.
Yeah, and you would have, I mean, it is incredible, and the only way I can compare it to is almost like winning the lottery. I mean, things changed overnight in an instant where a complete reverse roll, so you're suddenly down on your luck, and suddenly you're swimming in money. I mean, the Pelicans had no talent. I was sitting on the bench really behind Anthony Davis outside of Drew Holiday. You know, the dearth of draft picks that Dell had spent in the years past suddenly got replenished. I mean, everything overnight just changed, right? And it's really hard to describe except to be like, this is rare. This is like winning the lottery. And I've got to say one other thing, Gus. You know, you're right. We haven't seen Derek Favors. We haven't seen those vets. But, gosh, we haven't even seen Zion and Frank Jackson play with these three young kids that we've seen these last 2 days. So just imagine that.
Hey, Ali, my question here is, this is John Forcade. I know I'm a football guy, but I'm asking basketball. Of all these players that you are hearing about who are, like, trying to make comebacks, you know, Stoudemire, and that was one of the guys that, is Lamar Odom in the pack? Yeah, he's going to try to make a comeback, too, because do you see anybody that the Pelicans might go after, a name guy? Well, you think maybe Livingston from Golden State might be available that they say, hey, we need to get a veteran guy in here to help mentor, you know, Zion and a few of these other guys. You see any other guys yet out there that you're hearing about or talking about that might be able, Griffin can go pull and get him on his squad?
I've zeroed in on, actually, Vince Carter. I know that Griff actually tried to kind of basically sell the Pelicans to him live on TV when he was on, on the ESPN's The Jump. I don't think there's too much interest in getting too many other guys simply because we do have a full roster. You know, regarding whether Christian Wood stays or goes, just excluding him for a second, they're 15 men deep if you want to keep Kenrich Williams, Jahlil Okafor, and Frank Jackson. So there's really no space to add a vet. But if they were to, I would like to find a wing. Somebody that's, you know, established. Jared Dudley's ready. He wound up with the Lakers. Since the Pelicans already have Drew Holiday, they already have Derek Favors. I think a nice vet wing would be the best guy to add, I think, if you're David Griffin. But a guy like Vince Carr, somebody who's been through the ropes, that's who I would chase. I wouldn't even look, guys, at, like, you just brought up Amari Stoudemire, Odom, guys like that belong in the big three.
Right, well, Odom got bounced from the big three.
Yeah. I was being funny with him. Since Stoudemire and someone, there's another guy that played in the league for a long time.
Yeah, no, I hear
that, you. That's trying to make comebacks. You know, I'm trying to get back, too, in the NFL, and I was just wondering how to go around about the comeback route.
Well, Jordan says he could be tight end. So, Travis, boy, you got something for Ollie?
Yeah. Last year, Ollie, we kind of watched Elvin Gentry, and I know it had a lot to deal with because he had Anthony Davis and kind of he meshed the rest of the group together, but we didn't see him, or even coming from Golden State, he didn't run a lot of pick and roll, and this team is really starting to look like a pick and roll monster, pick and pop monster. What is your feel from the coaching staff? Are they going to go ahead and make that change, or are they, what's the development, so to speak, in that perspective?
Well, I think a lot's going to depend on, and it does look like Chris Finch is going to stay, but when Darren Erman left, I was thinking there might be a chance that Finch would leave too, and I'd heard rumors about that, but he's still on board. So you got to think his philosophy is going to reign supreme, and it really does mesh with Alvin. And that is, you don't want possessions being dominated by one guy dribbling the ball and waiting for a pick and roll to develop or something like that. These guys, and I'm talking about Finch and Gentry, they have always, always preached ball movement and player movement. So I do expect that they'll stick to that. If anything, I'm expecting is changes on a defensive end, to where they're going to try and force more turnovers. They're going to try and get out in the open floor because, boy, we've got guys that just want to run, and they're good at finishing, you know, getting out in transition, you name it. So I think that's going to be probably the biggest key, getting out in transition as much as you can, and that's going to be via, you know, forcing those turnovers.
Ollie, you mentioned coming back there for spending some time. Just your overall take on what you saw in Zion in 9 minutes. I brought up the fact that he was 4-9 from the free throw line. He's a walking foul trip to the free throw line. People are going to foul him with him being as physical as he is. So that's something that sort of stood out for me. You saw the reaction of the crowd when he stole the ball from Knox. People are going to travel around in this league to see him. Now, again, let's see if he can have prolonged success and do all of that. But initially, people, you saw it, are going to go see if he can play. And if the baby birds and everybody else plays above the rim, man, and it's just dunk-a-palooza on this team, it's what David Griffin told me a couple Wednesdays ago. New Orleans fans are going to have to scooch on over because it's going to be a lot of people trying to get on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean, that's supposed to be the best friend court in the future. Anyways, the most athletic one, Zion and Hayes. But, yeah, it goes up and down the roster. And with Zion, you're right, the amount of free throw trips. I'm curious, actually, how many how many foul calls the referee's going to miss, you know, over his career. Because you're right, he draws contact. He doesn't care if his previous shot got blocked or, you know, two times in a row. Because Mitchell Robinson got him both underneath the rim and blocked a three-point shot. And you know what? It didn't deter him at all. His aggressiveness remained at a 10. And I saw that out of Hayes, too. I got to bring it up. Hayes shot 14 free throws in that game where he scored 28 points. So, boy, we used to just rely on Anthony Davis to get to the free throw line, and when we had DeMarcus Cousins. But now, suddenly, the Pelicans have two young rookies, and, you know, we're going to see still Nikhil. We haven't even seen what Brandon Ingram, Lonzo. You know, I mean, it's just exciting, right? So they're going to have so many different ways to score. Zion's going to be allowed to do what he does best, and you're right, just be that powerhouse. Keep working on that shot, big fella. But other than that, yeah, it just looks great. So, Gus, all you guys, being there live was probably just as much, if not more, exciting, because I do. There's a definite future you can see and envision. And the Pelicans have a plan, and they've really gotten off to a great start.
Ollie, final question for you. Brian wants to know, what's up with Jeff Bizdelic? Is it official? Is it not? Is it happening? What are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm curious, because we asked, and it's not official yet. I don't know whether he's still it sounds like to me he's entertaining other options. I'm not sure if he's maybe not getting the length of deal that he wants.
Okay.
That could probably be only it. But, you know, I saw him sitting with the coaching staff for two of the games. So it's not an issue of whether he wants to join our guys and whether he likes them or not. But, yeah, I still expect that to get done, because I know that was a top of Griffin's wish list, was getting Bizdelic.
Ollie Kossel, editor-in-chief, as the bird writes, knows his stuff, got back in town right before Barry started making his plane bump a little more than it needed to. You held on tight, though, huh, when you flew in? You were good?
It wasn't that bad. They said 20-mile-an-hour winds. We didn't bounce around too much. They said if I had kept my original flight, which was supposed to land at 2 a.m., you know, tomorrow, Friday morning, right, there's probably no chance I was making that flight.
There you go. Ollie, we're glad you're safe, man. We got Travis, one of our longtime listeners, to come sit in. You got to make your way over here to Vinny's, man. I'll treat you to lunch. Got to make your way.
I definitely will soon, guys.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate it. After the bird rides.
Yep.
Go check him out over on Twitter. And, of course, Ollie personally as well, Ollie Castle. Are you pumped yet? Look at you. John, I just want you to know, you provided some nice shirts, hats, gear for us, a nice equipment bag that I use, but it pales in comparison to the official Pelicans polo that you saw the coaching staff wear yesterday.
Yes,
in the game.
Yes.
The official Pels hat, brand new this season that the team and players were saying that we got when we made our announcement. He has not taken those off. Like, he's worn that hat every day. I'm telling you. Dude, I'm telling you. I don't know if they've been washed or not.
That is the smell I'm smelling. I thought it was a chicken, but it wasn't.
I'm just saying, he's worn it every single day because he's that pumped.
So this is why Sarah hates him.
Speaking of Sarah. Oh,
Travis, how to do it.
Sarah, final segment for the final Thursday of Sarah. Here she can look at her running. John enjoys this more than anybody. Sarah V. Kleber, next on the Sports Hangover.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
You know your body. And you know when something's off, when something doesn't feel quite right. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, rashes, and fever. They could be signs of lupus. Listen to your body. Take care of yourself. We're here to help you take control of your health. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
We're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Joey, I'm just warning you. Final segment for Sarah over here at Vinny's. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Have the finger, the hand hovering over the dump button if the mid-break conversation in language is anything. How are you?
Tired.
Can you believe this is your final segment?
I'm so excited.
Are you?
Wow. Yeah.
This is the last time you're going to spend a Thursday.
Thank God. John 4K. It's the last
two are going to get to
I'll
spend together.
Him.
Last Thursday?
Last Thursday to get to spend together. She's done. She's leaving us.
She moving on?
Moving on.
I am.
Well.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Jordan, he'll track you down.
No,
he will not.
See, no one believes me, right? I mean, John, you see it. I mean, you see how they kind of interact. They look at each other.
I noticed that.
He's gross.
It's a special bond.
And he's a baby.
Well, which one? The one in your stomach or the one that's...
Jordan's a baby.
Oh, okay.
Jordan's a big baby.
He's a big baby. He can't say a word right now. He's
poor,
like,
poor Jordan. Travis, this is your... Oh, there it is. Moving on up out of here. This is your first time having experienced the Sarah Jordan, and you're here on the final day.
Yes.
What's it been like for you?
It's been fine. I mean, you can definitely tell that there's something there. This is my first time. I thought about it when I was listening on the radio, but now that I'm in person,
right?
You know, it's
like, you heard the lead up to
what it's like those little cartoons that hate each other. Yes. You know what? I got it. Oh. Hey Arnold. You got Arnold and Helga. Helga, who's never liked Arnold, is always mean to him.
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, he needs someone to maybe take care of him a little bit. Ooh. I mean, you know.
That's not my problem.
No?
No.
It's not my problem.
Not my problem.
Well, I'll have you, I guess, actually work for the last few seconds here. Tell everybody, what did you have for lunch today? The special?
Steak.
Yeah, steak?
Oh, yeah.
She's eating for two.
I mean, red meat is something that I crave a lot right now. Uh-huh. So getting to eat a steak on the one of the
any
last
any truth
days?
To the rumor that, you know, the middle name will be Jordan's?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Why not?
Why not? It's up for grabs. It's not
a nice
yet.
Name.
It hasn't been put to paper yet. It has not been put to paper. So there's still room for discussion.
I don't care.
What are we going with the first name you said?
Abel.
Right. Abel Jordan.
Abel Jordan.
Abel Jordan.
No. Yeah. No.
And
Joseph.
Last
the middle name is Joseph.
Joseph. Okay.
Well, I mean, Jordan. Joseph starts with a J.
They close to each other.
No, yeah. No, no, no. Middle name is going after my grandpa.
So let me guess. You go okay, when he grows AJ. AJ.
Jeff Jordan.
Like
when they don't call him Joseph.
Yeah.
According to my grandpa.
I guarantee you it'll be AJ as he gets older. Yeah, just call me. I guarantee AJ. You, AJ.
Oh, no, see, AJ. If my grandpa has anything to do with it, he'll start calling him Joe because that's what my grandpa.
Joe.
Well, yeah. So why even name Abel? Just call him Joe.
You know what? Let's
just call him
all
Joseph.
Jesus.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Just go with Jordan. Problem.
Jordan.
Oh. Yeah.
Joseph.
I don't like it.
No.
Abel.
Jordan's fired. Can we fire him?
Why are we firing Jordan?
Because he's Jordan.
Wow.
No, he's interrupting Jordan. This conversation that he's obviously not invited to.
He's not. Oh, God.
He doesn't
just
even
your presence.
Have
just your presence.
Headphones.
Oh,
you want to?
You need a haircut too, Tom.
Whoa!
Oh,
wait! Whoa! You seem to be a little bit concerned about
I'm
it.
Just saying, wow. The poor kid.
That went
needs
from
a haircut.
I don't like him.
That was just the mom and me coming out. Like, get yourself a haircut.
Yeah. Well, seemed that way to me.
So you're leaving us, huh? You're gonna be going out. Where you got? Where you? Well, I mean, mom asking. You just gonna?
I'm leaving.
Just leaving.
Just leaving.
Okay.
See you later.
Because you don't, because of the baby or because
I can't stand on my feet for 50 hours anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if you were blaming Jordan for that too.
I mean,
it's a valid question. That's his job. He asks questions.
I'm just saying, like, if you were almost 7 months pregnant and working 50 hours,
if I was almost 7 months pregnant, I'd be one rich dude out there.
If I was almost 7 months pregnant, I'd look like Zion.
Oh, there we go.
Got
it. See, I'm the only guy that thinks he's heavyweight.
That's unbelievable, man. Well, he's a Laker. What do you think?
Next heavyweight fight, Zion Williamson will take on.
Come on. Now, you know what? I can't wait for Zion to dunk on your majesty over there. It's happening. You think it's not going to happen?
That ain't happening.
It ain't happening,
well,
huh?
Well, LeBron to hard foul him before that happens.
Well, Zion going to hard foul. You saw him when he gave dap to AD? It was kind of one of those, hey, how's
it
going?
That was a really awkward moment, right? Zion looked at him like, I don't like you. No. You didn't want to play with me.
Dude, AD's all like, hey, what's up, dude? You my dude? And he's like, no, we're not boys.
I don't know you.
All right, parting shots, Sarah. 1 minute left, parting shots. What's it been like to work with us?
I mean, to work with you, it's kind of cool. But
thank you.
He's got to go.
Okay. He's got to go.
What
about John?
You've
seen John a couple of
times?
He's
great, too.
You like John? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Travis over here?
I mean, from what I've seen, he can come back.
Robert Meacham?
Meacham can definitely come back.
Eric Alexander?
Yeah.
He's out with a lot of us.
Yeah, I know.
So basically everybody but Jordan.
Yes.
So that means, when it's everybody but...
That's the one that's
thumbs
wants.
Up,
exactly.
Dude. Yeah. Thumbs up.
I don't.
You will
think
have
that's
Abel
how this works.
Jordan will be the middle.
I don't think so.
Final picture, arm in arm here. No?
Ow.
I'm going to go throw up my steak that I just ate, even though it was really good. That.
The baby needs it. Thank you, Sarah.
No probs.
Good luck to whatever
luck,
it is you
Sarah.
Do.
Good luck.
There it is. Oh, bye, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah.
Who?
Travis, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you, sir.
Travis,
John,
pleasure
been a pleasure. Matt Moscone after further reviews next on ESPN New Orleans. Love you.